This episode of the Steve Des Island Podcast is brought to you by RustinMcDonald.com.
Tune in weekly to Living and Thriving with Rusty, Inspiration on Tap. Rusty explores topics related to mind, body, and soul. For more information, go to her site at RustinMcDonald.com. Not McDonald like the farmer, or certainly not like the fast food, but more fulfilling than a Happy Meal. Living and Thriving with Rusty, Inspiration on Tap. Tune in weekly to Living and Thriving with Rusty, life coach, radio talk show host, single mom, and blogger.
This episode of the Steve Des Island Podcast is also brought to you by IdeaThatEffectiveRemedies.net. Free video reveals how a brand new marketing idea generated over $710,000 profit in the first 28 days without a website, product, selling, or convincing. The entire system is revealed in the video. Go to www.IdeaThatEffectiveRemedies.net to discover it. This will be the most important video you've ever seen this year. Go now to www.IdeaThatEffectiveRemedies.net. Throw some dates on y'all people. Let me throw some dates. Tonight at 7 p.m., I'm going to be performing in Burbank, California on Flappers Yoo-Hoo Room. Tickets are $10 at the DOA. So if you're listening today, I doubt you're listening today, but if you're listening today, Sunday, February 2nd, 7 p.m., I'm going to be performing Flappers Yoo-Hoo Room. If not, and if you're in the California area, you can come and check me out. Next week, I'm going to be performing February 9th, next Sunday, in Pasadena, California. Some stand-up comedy at the David McNary's All-Star Variety Show. It's at the Ice House, Stage 2. You got to be 18 and over, and the doors open at 6:30 p.m. Tickets are $7.50 at the door. Go and check it out. And for more details for everywhere that I'm going to be, just go to www.stevedes.com/tour to check all that cool stuff that you want to check out about me, or follow me on any social media that you have, because I promise you, everything that you have, I more than likely I have it. Whether it's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Vine, nah, not Vine. That's a long story. But, yeah. This is a cool song. I actually, I love discovering new songs to me. This is an old song. This is like back in 2002, but it's new to me, and I thought it was cool. Like, I think this is going to be my intro today. Get naked. What? I feel like a radio DJ right now. What? I'm losing my favorite game. You're losing your mind again. I'm losing my baby. Losing my favorite game. Don't lose your favorite game. You're losing your mind today.
I'm losing my baby, losing my favorite game. I only know what I've been working for. Another you, so I could love you more.
What a cool fucking song, man. Jam, 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 jam. She's losing her favorite game. Okay, guys, I'm here. I'm here with y'all. What's going on, guys? What is going on, man? It's February already. What? Yes, it's February, man. So crazy. And so sad that we don't have February Annie anymore. Like, you know, last year we used to have February Annie that you could go to Subway and get any foot long for $5. But now they did that in January, my month, my birthday. Actually, my birthday was a couple of days ago. So thank you for the happy birthday wishes. Thank you. I appreciate it. If you're not saying happy birthday right now to your iPhone or wherever you're listening to me right now or watching me, you're a bad person. Let me tell you that you're a bad human being. You deserve to be locked in a room just full of hot flaming Cheetos and no water. That's what you deserve, sir and lady. It's here. It's weird. Yeah, my birthday was a couple days ago, and I don't really. I'm not a big person celebrating my own birthdays, because I don't know, whenever you grow up and other people are celebrating the birthdays for you, you know, your parents, they throw you little parties, or some friend throws you a little party, but when you're like by yourself and you know there's nobody throwing you parties, because after you're 12 or 14, for girls 15, 16, depending what race you are, if you're Mexican, 15, the quinceañeras and all that, 16, then you have a sweet 16. After that, it's done, you know, it's Danny's duty of the boyfriend and whatever. But for the guy, especially for the guys that are by themselves or whatever, like, it's tough to like celebrate your birthday, because it's something that you're so accustomed to of other people throwing for you. So I haven't been really celebrating my birthday for the past, I don't know how many years. I haven't really celebrated my birthday on my birthday. I will usually celebrate it, and not really a celebration, like the next day. My birthday is January 30th. I usually celebrate like the 31st. Like, I remember a couple years ago, I was living in Gainesville, Florida, and on the 30th, I was working like nonstop. I was working the entire day. And then the 31st, I said, you know, let me go out by myself. And I went to like Island of Adventure in Orlando, Florida. I drove 2 hours, went there, had a blast by myself, then came back like at 11 p.m. or whatever. And that's all I did. And that was like my birthday celebration. But I always been like that. Like, I always like to do like loner things, even though like I wish I could, you know, have a gathering with a bunch of my friends. But it's so tough, specifically in L.A., to do that type of thing, because everybody, you know, all my friends are working in some type of way in the industry. Or not necessarily in the industry, because I have friends outside of the industry, but they're all friends as well that they're doing many, many different things. Like, it was so much easier to get your friends together when you were back in, like, high school, middle school, all those days, because they weren't doing nothing. Like, all they were doing was homework, getting yelled by their mom or dad, and and whatever. Like, they were at home. So you were like, hey, let's go to the mall. And you actually had like a couple friends with you, like a group that you would go to the mall and like create havoc. Like, I remember it would rotate every time, but every first Friday of the month, they would have something in my school. For most of my childhood, I went to private school, fortunately. The public school education I was getting was horrible. And even the private school education, I'm not gonna lie, it was pretty cool. I was very fortunate to get it, but still, for some reason, I feel like I've known more outside of school and more like open to what I wanna know and what I wanna learn. And all those things have, you know, consistently like transform me to different topics. Like, for example, I wasn't big into history. Now I love history for some reason. Before, I wasn't really like, I was good at math, but I didn't want to be, you know, mathematician or anything. And all of a sudden, not now, but like a few years ago, like I got turned on into math. Like, I was just doing math all the time. Like, oh, cool. Yeah, let's do math. Now I don't want to do math. Like, I'm like, fuck that. I don't want to do math. Even when they say, you got to pay $3.83 at Subway or whatever. And I go, the one, two, you know, you do the math. Just take $2. Don't give me the change. It's fine. They give me the change back and I don't count it back. I'm one of those people. Like, people give me change back. I'm like, here, 20. Okay, $16.93. They give me the change back. I mean, sometimes, depending on the amount, I count it back because I got to make sure that I'm getting my money back. But most of the time, I'm like, whatever. I put it in my pocket and I don't count it. But fortunately, nothing has been missing so far. Not a single penny. People been true to their word. It was so much easier before to just like get together with friends. Now it's so tough because everybody got, you know, their life, their babies, their things together. And I'm not gonna lie, even I'm a person that I get invited tons. I mean, the majority of the things I get invited to, though, are like, hey, I am an actor and check out my play. Oh, hey, I'm doing a stand-up comedy show. Come check out my bits. You know, it's constantly like just checking my other friends perform. So that's basically our hangouts now. It's like I go see my friends like do an improv show or do a stand-up show or do a dance show or do whatever, or their premiere, they're in a movie, something like that. And those are the hangouts now for this type of century. Before, it was more free. I mean, I still try to keep it spontaneous as possible. Thank God I got a friend. I got, you know, multiple, not just a friend, but multiple friends that from time to time when I hang out with them, they mix it up a little bit and they don't do the traditional, hey, come and check out my show type of thing. That's one of the reasons also why I created this amazing podcast, because it's one of the ways that now you get to hang out with people. And I have so many cool friends, man. Like, so many cool friends. And I'm very, very fortunate that a ton of them, you know, especially out here in LA, are, you know, hardworking people in the entertainment industry. And in many industries, but they're like at the top of their level, getting at the top of their level. And I've been very, very fortunate to have them, and that's why I want to. I hope that to really show all my friends in the podcast is going to take me 10 years, probably 10 years doing it nonstop twice a week, like I'm trying to do. Just, you know, life gets tough, things happen, many things happen, birthdays come. People go to the ER, crazy stuff. My girlfriend just recently had to go to the ER. there's like a bad flu, man, going out there. So if you live in the United States of America or the Caribbean, because I heard in Puerto Rico as well, that's like going on. I suggest for you to go and, you know, protect yourself. Go to a doctor. Do your thing. Be ready and take care. Get your Purell in your hand, you know, and then swipe those hands with a baby swab, a con swab, something, you know, because time is tough, man. I'm not trying to get, I'm like sleeping almost every day with my humidifier on. I feel like a white man. I have a humidifier. Yeah, man, because I've been having like the most terrible allergies these past couple of days, and I can't afford to get sick. I mean, I got healthcare now, thanks to Obama. Holla, Obama with that free healthcare. Got a nigga hooked up. Yeah, so it feels, I mean, I just feel my life is getting better by the second. I don't feel that much of a difference. Because I haven't even used it. I haven't really gone. Like, my mom every day calls me and freaking tells me, like, go get a checkup. Just get a checkup. Just go and get a checkup. And I have to, man, because there's a lot of scary things out there and tons of people, unfortunately, and I'm going to touch a rough spot, are dying, man. And if you are alive today and listening to this podcast, there's two terrible tragedies that just happened that has shocked the entire world. The first that I think that was, that's the most known worldwide, and that's why I'm gonna talk a little less about this one, because I'm pretty sure all y'all, you know, familiar with the guy and what happened. But Philip Seymour Hoffman died. He was on his mid-40s, and he died of, the cause is entirely not known, but what the primary sources that I got said is morely like addiction. You know, he had like an overdose, you know, where he was dealing with various types of drugs. You know, addictions are a motherfucker. Telling you from a guy that, you know, it's crazy. I think, oh yeah, they're easy to beat. And they're easy to beat if you're like not 100, but like 1,000% determined. Cause they come back to haunt you, dude. Like, I have all sorts of types of addictions. Just starting from biting my nails. That's an addiction I had since I'm like probably 6 years old, and I'm still trying to get rid of it. And I know how to completely get rid of it. It's just the back of my brain is like, don't get rid of it for some reason. But you gotta improve. You gotta become better. And that's the way you become better. It's like battling those little addictions and those little things that you have. Cause man, when times are tough, things are gonna get fucked up. And like, for example, I'm doing that now. Who says in a couple of years that won't affect me in some type of way? Same with that man. He was dealing with drugs and all that, and unfortunately, you know, the addiction caught up to him, and he wasn't fast enough. And that's why you got to stop it at the root of the problem, man. So if you're a person out there, if you're a person out there, you have an addiction. Don't say you don't, because you have. Whether it's TV, whether it's sleeping too much, you will have some type of addiction. And addictions are not always bad. Addictions could be good. Like, addictions could be, I'm addicted to work. I just want to work all the time. That's one of my addictions that I'm trying to minimize down, because I'm trying to have more fun. And, I mean, work for me is fun. That's why I keep on doing it. But I also sometimes am not fully aware of my personal life. Like, I'm just constantly worried and focused on my, entertainment life. And that's something that I'm definitely improving and have been improving this new year. And I hope y'all are improving and becoming better people every day, you know. The Super Bowl is tonight. But I don't want to talk about that yet because I was talking about Philip Seymour Hoffman. So yeah, guys, it's a really sad day, man. He was a hell of a fucking trooper, hell of an actor. He definitely died way too young. He had tons and tons to give. And it's a sad day, man. America, the world, everybody, you know, it's really sad about it. And then another person that died today, and I really want to talk about this guy because I know a lot of you listening to me don't even know who this guy is. And this guy, his name is Luis Raul. He's basically the Richard Pryor of Puerto Rico, of Latino comedy, you know, Spanish comedy. I grew up watching this guy. He died at the very young age of, you know, his early 50s. And, you know, from one of his lungs, you know, basically it just gave up. It's really sad, man, because he's been battling with tons of health issues and tons of things happening in his life. It's sad that he, you know, he had to go that way as well. And so young too, cause he had so much to give still. And he's truly one of my inspirations because one of the things you guys have to realize when I grew up, Puerto Rico and up to this day is the same way. And I went back, things have changed, but still, at least for comedy, there's not a venue yet there, and I will, that's one of the things that I will love to do once I, you know, I want to conquer over here in the United States and become a really good comedian, and then when I go back I can actually do stuff in Puerto Rico. But in Puerto Rico there's no avenue, there's no venue to do stand-up comedy. It's a form that, you know, I bet there's a lot of kids out there, especially, you know, actually from my island, you know, and that want to do it and want to try to do stuff, but there's no venue for it. The only thing now, because we live in this technological society now, is YouTube, which I'm proud of because, you know, there's many comedians that have risen doing little sketches and doing little stand-up bits and doing little things on YouTube. But still, there's no, like, a proper form to do that type of comedy. And this guy just rose. Because basically, this is the thing, Richard Pryor, I'm not going to compare it to Richard Pryor now right now, because it were different times. But still, he came from those times as well. You know, he's an old-timer. But Richard Pryor, when he came up, you know, it was only white people basically doing comedy. There were a couple black comics here and there. It was really, really unknown, but Richard Pryor came, rose to the top, and changed, you know, the whole perspective of, as well, of like black people doing comedy. You know, he's basically our Jordan, you know, Richard Pryor, and Luis Raul basically is my Jordan too, because that dude came, you know, and he was doing like, he started doing like children's theater. He was doing some TV spots here and there whenever he could, and he, you know, talking to people, making connections. And little by little, you know, just doing, you know, shows and selling them out, you know, handing flyers, handing things, you know, we're paying his dues, doing his thing. And yeah, and he got to the level of like being a stand-up comedian in Puerto Rico, which seems, and up to this day still seems impossible, just because there's not a proper way to do it. Like, I got my start, you know, doing stand-up comedy in Florida at the age of, like, 17, you know, in the improv, because there's clubs there and I could go. Here in L.A., I'm so fortunate that literally if I want to go up, like, tonight I have a show already scheduled. If you guys haven't heard, I'm going to be in Flappers Comedy Club, 7 p.m. See y'all there. Tickets are $10. FlappersComedy.com. Or you can go there at the door. They have it. Hell yeah. And next week, I'm going to be in Pasadena again. Ice House, Pasadena, Stage 2. 7:30 show. 6:30 store. 7:50. You can buy at the door. See y'all there. But yeah, I'm so fortunate It's a little plug there. I'm so fortunate that here I can get stage time and I can, you know, do what I love to do, which is, you know, all this stuff, comedy, podcasts, acting, everything, because I came to a place that those opportunities happen. You know, I knew I had to come here in order to grow to the type of level and person that I want to grow to. Because, in Puerto Rico, I felt limited. In New York, I felt a bit limited just because of weather, and I don't move too much because of rough weather. In Florida, I felt a bit limited, too. And over here, like, I feel like I can flourish. It's really hard. Really, really hard industry. This is my third year here. And, again, I'm a nobody compared to, you know, a lot of stars that are established and everything. But I've been working hard. I've been working hard since 2005, probably. Like, who knows? Like, a long time ago. I've been, like, really working hard. Like, working hard. Like, I wrote my first play when I was in fifth grade. That's how hard I was working since then till now. So it's been, like, a lot of years of working in Puerto Rico, you know, conquering many things. In Florida, doing many things. And over here, you know, and everywhere I can go, I try to do my thing. And that's the same thing I'm telling y'all. Like, whenever you see, like, an obstacle that's impossible, you can accomplish it. Because at the end of the day, there's going to be that person that's going to be first. There's going to be a first black person, at Barack Obama. It's going to be that first stand-up comedian that made it in a place where stand-up comedy didn't even exist. Luis Raúl, Puerto Rico. And that's what I'm saying, man. Like, this guy, he was my everything. Like, I absolutely admired this guy, and I hoped so much that one day I could actually meet him. And it's so sad that, you know, he passed away. And it was a complete shock. I was like, that can't be real. And yeah, man, it's a sad day in the artistic world. And yeah, man, thankfully they have put their work out there for all of us to see. And all we can do is replay their work and just admire their grace and their amazingness, you know? There's the thing that I always like to tell people is to be proud with absolutely everything you have done. Everything you have done, everything you're doing, and everything you're going to do. Especially everything that you're doing, because it's the present, it's the now, and that's the moment you should be living in. Stop worrying too much about the future. Whatever comes in the future is going to come. So don't worry about the past, because you cannot change anything. That already happened. And the present is now. It's the now. It's the only thing you can for sure control, you know? Your future, it could be established by your present, but you got to focus on the now. If you focus on the now, you make miracles happen. You do things, you know, but you got to focus on the now. You got to be doing things. And yeah, if you're making the right moves, there's nothing to be worried about. There's no reason why you should be worried about, you know, whether or not you're going to be alive or not tomorrow, because you're doing the right things, you're moving the right way. I know I have tons of things to look up for and tons of things that I'm going to accomplish. You know, if I keep, you know, I'm trying to keep being as healthy as I can be and be the best Steve Dez I can fucking be, like I said in my, that was my first New Year's resolution. And I hope you guys are doing the same thing too. Like, I hope you guys are really striving to become the best humanly possible shape and form that you can be, man. I'm working out 3 times a week. I'm trying to eat as healthy as I can, by eating, you know, more like made at home meals than like fast food or junk food. And when I go and eat fast food or whatever, I try to make the healthiest choices ever. And yeah, I try to improve absolutely everything so I can keep on breathing and living and being an amazing person. And you know, I do my random acts a day, helping people and doing all these things. And those things matter way more than, you know, anything, man. Taking care of yourself, making sure you're healthy, making sure you're ready to go, making sure you're safe. You know, those are the best things ever, man. And when you can help also other people to be happier and to do better things, I think that's even better because that's paying it forward. And I feel that's sort of what I'm doing with this podcast. But I even though it's just podcast, I don't feel it's enough. So I do actual things outside, you know. I'm not just going to do this podcast and be an asshole all day. Like, fuck you guys. No. That's not how Steve Dace plays, okay? Steve Dace does his thing like this. 1, 2, 3, into the vote. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre. Side dot dot. Ready back to rock your up. Yeah, man. We are here. Started from the bottom. Now we're here. What? Super Bowl. Now I can talk about the Super Bowl. So the Super Bowl is tonight, and I didn't realize. I was, like, so excited. I'm like, whoa, yeah, what? The stoner. Because they're calling the stoner ball for all my stoners out there. Because basically Denver, that's part of Colorado, and Seattle, that's part of Washington, are the only two states that this year have legalized marijuana. Right, well, right now in Colorado, weed is legal. I think in Washington, it's still not yet legal because it's going to be like on summer or something. It's going to come out or later in spring or whatever. But anyway, but they call it the Stoner Bowl because they have those two legal marijuana states, you know, like going head to head. And I was so excited. I was like, yeah, I'm going to smoke a lot of weed. And I'm going to, you know, watch the Super Bowl and have a blast. Whoa, whoa, yeah. But I realized that I have a show tonight. I don't even have material for it. I was writing this morning, the, you know, some material that I can talk about. That is actually what I'm talking about with you guys right now, basically. It's just stuff like that, you know, that artists are passing away, man. This, the whole Super Bowl, whatever, and all this stuff, you know. It's always good to talk about what's happening in the present instead of talking about what happened in the past or in the future. So I might talk about that. I'm not sure, you know. Still a few hours before my show, so I'm contemplating what really am I doing. So I probably not gonna watch. I'm not gonna watch the Super Bowl, basically. My team, like, I root for the Patriots, the, you know, New England Patriots. I'm a big Tom Brady fan. But I'm rooting the Super Bowl. I'm rooting for the Seattle Seahawks. So far, I've been, like, my odds always. I've been winning every Super Bowl for the past, like, probably 6 years. And I don't bet or anything. But I've been saying, like, oh, this team's going to win. Whatever. And I've been, like, pretty much winning for the past few years. It's pretty cool. Last year I picked the Ravens. This year I'm picking the Seahawks. So let's see, man. They got the best defense on the planet. So we'll see how it does. I also saw UFC 169, I believe. It was pretty cool. Pretty cool, man. UFC is really intense, man. Like, crazy things, crazy things are happening in the UFC. I'm getting more and more familiar with it. I've been watching UFC for a while, like, on and off. Now I'm watching it more constantly. So I'm getting a little bit more familiar with the people and the names and everything. I'm still a complete amateur. But I'm getting to know my things, my facts, about the Super Bowl in particular. The Super Bowl. Is it the Super Bowl in the UFC? Steve, what the fuck are you saying, Steve? What is wrong with you, Steve? Come on, wake up. Wake up. Oh, I was asleep? I didn't know that. Whoa, dude. I saw Cheech and Chong. That's what a stoner would say. My girlfriend popped on. We were watching Netflix the other day, and she popped on Cheech and Chong. And I'm like, that is crazy. Like, she just read my mind. No, I wasn't really in the mood for Cheech and Chong at that time. But nah, but they have some bits. It's just like, this is the thing about Cheech and Chong. Like, I love Cheech and Chong. Cheech and Chong are legendary. But the thing is, there's a lot, like, in their movies, there's a lot of slow parts. Like, there's a couple slow parts that I'm like, ah, this scene is dragging. And then, but then they hit you with a really, really funny part. And I love that when they do that. Like, the other day, I was like, let's watch something else. And then, like, I can't remember what scene was it, but it was this hilarious thing. I think, like, when Chong was hitting, like, the gigantic blunt, he was trying to hit it, and he started coughing. Ugh. No, that was what my girlfriend was laughing at. Like, he started, like, coughing. And then he took another hit. She goes, he's so stupid. He's so crazy. He took another hit. Oh my god. So my girlfriend talks. That's not how she really talks, but that's how she talks in my head. In my head, I can change anything. I can make anything possible. I can be Walt Disney with the same mustache if I wanted to. I could be white. In my head, I could do absolutely anything I want to. I could be white. I could be brown. I could be Indian. I could be Indonesian. I could be Filipino. I don't know where that song came from. Came out of nowhere, dude. Out of absolutely freaking nowhere. Man, we're in February. This month is the month of love. And the month that I'm going to be broker than ever. Like, why? Like, I'm feeling the pain now of, like, every single husband slash, well, not husband, but, like, boyfriend slash bit of husbands and just guys all over the world that have a relationship with somebody. It's like, shit, there's a lot you got to buy. And the thing is, I have to, like, I cannot, because, for example, we skipped Christmas last year just because, like, money was tight, dude. And now my birthday was this past couple days, and she brought me, like, a bunch of stuff. And still, on top of that, there's more stuff coming. Like, we were supposed to do something that she was going to surprise me with. But she got sick, so we had to go to the ER, to go take care of her. And it's worse timing, too, because she got really sick now, and she's about to finish college in, like, a week and a half. So it's, like, the worst timing ever. So in Valentine's Day is around the corner, and then after that is her birthday, and, like, more things are gonna just pile on, and I'm like, fuck, like, I have to really either get her a really freaking good gift or get her a bunch of, like, cheap gifts. Those are the only two options. Get her a really good gift or a bunch of little gifts. Or I can do both. I can do just a really good gift on her birthday and then a bunch of little gifts. I can do that. And then on top of that, I have to, of graduation too. Like, graduation, you're supposed, like, right, guys have to, just being polite, guys have to be, you know, buying stuff and doing all that stuff just to make them feel special. Because if not, they yell at you and they're like, why are you? I'm like, fuck. Dude, it's tough. It's tough, man. It's tough out there for a pimp. It's really tough, man. It's really hard to make everybody happy. It's extremely hard Because it's just so much time and so much devotion. Just, oh, I'm sorry for just unleashing all my problems on you tonight. Or today, or tomorrow, or whenever you're listening to me to. But it's just, that's life, dude. That's how life is. That's how life works. And you have to deal with it, dude. You have to. Because that's it, man. That's it. There's no more friends. There's friends, but the friends are not there to go to the mall with you anymore. They're there to go watch a show or something like that. Or when you're in town, come see you perform. And that's it. Maybe hang out for a little bit. That's it. But then after, if your friend goes, like, hey, come on to my house. And you go out to their house, and then you see a baby, and they're like, look, that's my 3-month old, and that's my 6-year-old over there. You're like, fuck, dude, I'm getting old. Wasn't I in high school like yesterday? Didn't I just came out of my mom's house? Like, I said, fuck this house, and I left. Wasn't that yesterday? No, that was years ago. Oh, my God, guys. Oh, my God. Life is crazy, man. Life goes fast. Like, it just goes fast. Like, as soon as you get old, like... And I sound really old right now. I took an age test. Like, one of those little website... age test, and it said that my mind is 45 years old. You know how fucking old that is? I am 45 mind-wise. Body-wise, I've still got the body of an 8-year-old. Come on. My ass is pretty tight. Just gotta say that. I just gotta put it out there for the pedophiles listening. Shout out to the pedophiles. No, that's awful. I haven't given a single shout out this entire podcast, and I'm talking about shouting out pedophiles. It's a comedy podcast, people. Laugh a little. Laugh. That's all I'm saying. Dude, I think I need a drink of water. Do you need a drink of water? No, you're good? Okay, I'm gonna have a drink. I'm happy. I got Krispy Kreme donuts. I haven't had Krispy Kreme donuts in a long time. Because I told you guys, I'm trying to stay healthy. I'm trying to, you know, eat better, eat right, be better. Also because my family has a long history with crazy shit happening in their body. You know, my dad's side has like a bunch of heart diseases and stuff. And my mom just recently got hit with cancer. Which, for the record, I haven't heard of nobody else in my family that have had cancer. I think I heard just recently from my mom that she told me, like, some auntie of mine had cancer, but it was, like, very minimal. So, pretty fucking scary, guys. I don't mean to scare you all, but that's life right there, dude. That's just what happens, dude. I had a friend of mine. His name was Juan. That dude has disappeared. Like, on, I don't even know which psychic I got to contact to reach that guy. Like, that guy is gone. I don't know where he's at. Like, I know he's in Puerto Rico, but he literally, like, I talk to people from back in the day, and I'm like, yo, have you talked to this dude? And they're like, no, like, I haven't talked to, like, I don't know, like, he doesn't talk to people, I guess, or he has new friends, or I don't know, like, there's no way to contact him. Like, I even call him to his cell phone, doesn't pick up. Like, he just, I don't know, I do not understand, like, what happened there. But yeah, he was one of my bestest friends ever. And that dude, basically he used to say this phrase, just constantly, repetitively. It was this long bit that we had for the longest time, but it was his bit. And, he was basically saying, like, that's how life is. You just suffer and die. But he was saying in such a way that it just made me laugh, like, so hilariously. He's like, that's the way life is. You just suffer and die. And he just kept saying that for no reason. Mainly on, like, unfortunate occasions, like whenever we were in chemistry class and we got hit with, like, homework just left and right and projects that are, you know, it takes a month to plan and make, to have it due in 3 days, and all this crazy stuff that goes down in the private school. He was like, well, that's just life, man. Just suffer and die, dude. Just suffer and fucking die. And yeah, that was I think that was one of the reasons that also inspired me, I would say, off of his motto, to just make me do something, man. Make me become, in some type of way, the ideal life. I didn't want to stress. I didn't want to feel all that pressure that I know a ton of you guys feel on a daily basis. And don't get me wrong. I still have tons of pressure and I have tons of problems that I'm dealing with. But that's life, dude. You gotta just accept. Once you accept that life is going to be the way it is. And not the way it is, but it's, life is life. Once you accept life is life, all your problems are going to be free. Because once you accept life is life, that you're always going to have ups and you're always going to have downs, just keep doing you. Just keep doing what you're doing, whatever it is that you're doing. Whether it's grooming dogs, like a friend of mine, she went from volleyball, like she was like this volleyball star, to like she has her own business. Like, she has her own freaking store, everything, own business, grooming dogs. And she started from the bottom. She just started working for a company, grooming dogs. She found out she was really good at it, and she just, bam, did that. And that's freaking amazing. Like, you know, just life happened for her. Like, she just had this vision and realization of, like, I can do this, and she's actually doing it. Same thing with me. Like, I just had this vision. I can become a really awesome stand-up comedian, actor, all this stuff. And bam, boom, I'm here. What? All of a sudden. No, because we've been working hard. That's the thing. We have had our nights, you know, that we don't rest. And we don't, you know, we just focusing and grinding and just taking things, you know, and running the ball with it and doing all these things. And I know all y'all can do it. All y'all can do it. But one thing you got to keep in mind, life is just this. Like, this is life. So if you're a workaholic like myself, I suggest for you to pace yourself. Pace yourself just a bit. Don't try to run, you know, as soon as they, you know, pull that gun out for you to run. Don't go 3,000 miles an hour, you know. Pace yourself. Take your time. It's a marathon. It's going to take a while. Whatever the destination at the end, it's not the destination. It's about the whole journey, the whole things, the whole hurdles that you're going to jump, you know, all the ups and all the downs. It's gonna make you better, it's gonna make you stronger. And when you look back, you're gonna be like, oh, I understand why. And maybe some things you look back and you're like, I still don't understand why that happened. But things are just gonna happen, dude. Things are just gonna happen in life, and you just gotta learn to deal with it. And at the end, you are the person you are. And you decide which person you want to become. You can become this ultimate, amazing version of you. You can stay the way you are right now and just stay that person forever, or you can be the worst human being in the entire planet. At the end, it's your choice. And I decided I want to be the best Steve Dez I could ever be. Because I guess before, I had a desire to be someone else instead of myself. But for all these years, and especially from now on, like, I'm just myself. I'm nobody else. I am Steve Dez. I'm not trying to be nobody else. I'm not trying to, you know, change the way I am in any negative or backwards way. Everything that I will do is just going to be positive and moving forward and just helping others, man. And just doing my thing. Doing my thing. And I hope y'all are doing your thing. And if you're doing my thing, like I'm doing my thing, then send me a tweet. Tweet me at Steve Dez TV. Plug in the Twitter. Or go to stevedez.com/contact. And you can write there for me, and we'll go directly to my email. I will send you an email back, and we can talk back and forth and be friends together. How awesome does that sound? I think that sounds great, Steve. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for hearing me. You know why? Because it's the Super Bowl Sunday. What? Man, I'm not going to watch the commercials. Well, I'm going to watch them, but I'm going to have to catch the rerun. I didn't realize it was Super Bowl Sunday. I mean, it doesn't matter. I want to go and do show, you know, do stand-up, man. Stand-up is fucking fun. I literally forgot. Like, it passed my brain. I'm like, oh, shit, it's Super Bowl. I was like, yeah, Super Bowl, I'm doing all this shit. And then I'm like, oh, I got a show. Yeah, it's just been a crazy couple of days. So I have been like, sometimes I don't even know what day it is. But yeah, dude, that's just life. Love me better, kiss me bad, miss me more. Yo, guys, have you heard that new Childish Gambino? Like, that shit goes hard, dude. Oh my God. I know the only thing about putting music, I love just playing music around. The only thing is, like, my YouTube video might get kicked out, if I keep on playing, like, different songs. So then, you know, people cannot watch it and stuff, and I feel bad, because then, you know, I put all that effort of, like, editing and doing everything, and then the video, you know, nobody can watch it, like, the video gets blocked. But that's why the podcast is better when you listen to it. I know video is awesome. Eventually, I'll get a Vimeo account. I know they're more lenient and better with, you know, the video. Like, they don't care if you put music or whatever. But YouTube, they're just bitches. Bitches, man. Love me better, kiss me bad. I'm trying to get that Childish so you guys hear it. Love me better, kiss me bad, kiss some more. This one. I love this song.
She said, love me better. Kiss me back, listen more. Love me better, kiss me back, listen more. Love me better, kiss me back, listen more. Yeah, no, no, no. Yeah, okay. Face down in the brown grass. Shame, shame on my brown ass. Birds in the trees as we run through. And if I'm dead to the world, what you gonna do? What you gonna do?
I can't remember. Shot spot rewind, please girl be mine. Email denied, talk to me baby. Or I go crazy, might do it maybe. We were so Jay-Z, Beyonce, my aunt say keep the sex game Picante. The Aunt May and Mary Jane that I was sitting on to make me try and forget that there was something wrong. Love is Russian roulette, I had the safety on. Pop pills at the Coachella. Hold my head in the weeds, man, I can't tell her. The fear that I feel, man, it might kill her. Man, it might kill her. It's the prep school might kill her. With the drums and the grooves, so I would feel Dilla. I don't care what he say. I'ma get my platinum back like I'ma have
dude, that dude
Willa.
Can what? Fucking
what?
Rap.
Boy, so weak like a week ago. What? We ain't speaking. We ain't speaking. Okay. We ain't speaking now.
Tuesday afternoon. I ain't got shit to do. Fall in love with you. Tuesday afternoon. I ain't got shit to do but fall in love with you. No. Love me better, kiss me back, listen more. Oh. Love me better, kiss me back.
That's Childish Gambino, dude. That guy goes motherfucking hard, dude. He goes hard. He goes freaking hard. Donald Glover, dude. What a talent of a guy. What a talent of a guy. I would love to meet him and having the podcast someday. Pretty sure that's gonna happen. Hopefully soonish than later. But yeah, he's definitely an interesting guy. Really like his stuff. His new album is fucking dope. If you don't got it, go get it. I got it. Bought it, paid for, wham wham, just like that. So I don't be like y'all going like pirate, being old pirates and shit. Going in, getting stuff out there. I don't know what I'm saying, dude. I don't know. I just had some reefer. Just a little bit. I had a little smoking break there. And, yeah, I just go crazy sometimes, you know? You know? See? Now I need water. That's crazy. So the Super Bowl's today. I know I said that like 7 times. This is like the 7th time I'm like, "Well, the Super Bowl's today." Cuz I mean, that's what America's watching. Like that's the whole big, like everybody's going to go crazy off the Super Bowl. Like there's some people, very few people, They're watching reality shows or some other stupid crap today. But the majority of the world, what they're going to do is watch the Super Bowl. That's why I didn't even push that much this Flapper show. Because I normally, when it's shows like that that really matter to me, I push it around to people. You know, just telling them, like, yeah, like, I want you guys to come and check out my show if you guys can, because that's the only way we hang out, either that or podcasting. And I didn't push it because I'm like, it's a Super Bowl. Even I forgot that I had the show. I was like, I'm going to watch the Super Bowl. And then, like, Angie, my good friend Angie, that I think she's going to be on the podcast this week or next week. One of those dates, she's going to be here in the podcast. She's a great stand-up comedian. She's a mother of like 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 children. I don't even know. She has so many kids, I lose counts from time to time. But yeah, she's emceeing. She's hosting the show tonight at Flapper's Comedy. I really hope it's a great show. I always have good sets when I go to Flapper's. Is always a good crowd, and I love experimenting with them. They're really cool. They're really attentive crowd, and they let you know how they feel, and I like that about that club. But yeah, and I'm gonna be performing there tonight, and yeah, and Angie. Hopefully, Angie can come here and do the podcast. She is hilarious, and she's an amazing human being. I love promoting more than anything. You can be as hilarious as anything, but if you're an asshole, I prefer not being friends with you. Because what I value the most is just being you being an amazing human being, just being an exceptional human being, the human being that doesn't require star stickers, rewards, anything, just a person that just helps people on a daily basis. And you don't have to be posting it on Twitter or being on Facebook like, yo, I just gave $100 to a homeless guy and he went and bought crack. That's why I don't tend to, like, give money to the homeless. I mean, sometimes I do. I still do. But it depends. I'm really judgmental on who and who I don't. I like buying them food better because I feel like, you know, they feel, you know, grateful about that. So far, I haven't had the encounter that a lot of friends tell me. Apparently, a lot of my friends have had the encounter that they've been giving food to a homeless guy and the homeless guy has been disrespectful. Going like, I don't want this shit, or something like that. Thankfully, I haven't had that experience, because I honestly would not know how would I react to that. Because I'm like, I'm here being polite to you and like giving you this, and you're being rude to me. Like, I honestly don't know how I would react in that type of situation. Like, it will have to happen to me in order for that. But I really hope that doesn't happen to me, like, ever. Actually, a friend of mine, he back up at home in Puerto Rico. He was this, he still is, I think, because I haven't talked to him in a while. This really devoted Christian, like, he likes to help people, but like in a really big way. And but sometimes he goes a little bit too over the top. And this dude went, and this is like 300% true story. He was giving rides to homeless people. Like, he will help homeless people in the back of his car, and he will give them rides. I know what you guys thinking. Like, thankfully, that dude didn't get, like, stabbed or anything. I mean, again, he was doing it with good intentions, so you're not thinking of those things. But one time, he had, like, in the middle seat, he had, like, $20. Not in the middle seat, but, like, in the carrying thing. That thing, whatever, the little wallet thing that is right there, like, right in between the passenger seat and the driver's seat. And the homeless guy grabbed the $20. And he said, hey, give me the $20 back. They're mine. And the homeless guy refused, and he was like, give him back. He was getting mad and mad and mad and mad, to the point that the homeless guy just took the $20 and he put it just straight in his mouth, like straight up, just, and he kicked him out of the door. He's like, he just went berserk and went mad. And he's like, get out of my car. and he never gave a homeless guy a ride again. And just to show you that you don't, you know, control your niceness, you know, because things like that could happen. You know, I'll tell you, there's homeless for different causes. There are homeless people because they really ran out of money, ran out of options. There are homeless people because they just got raised in a really bad situation. And they're, you know, and there's other people that want to make in the entertainment industry and just ended up broke. And there's some other people that are mentally unstable and they don't have any medical or anything help. And they're like out in the streets. So be careful with what you do. That's what I'm saying. Be nice, but there's limits to be nice to. Like, if you really love a person and you only have $100 in your pocket, don't buy that person a gift for $100. Buy that person a dollar gift or a $5 gift. Like, keep the other. You need to eat. You need to do things with yourself. Like, don't be too obsessed, you know? That's all I'm saying. I'm trying to help y'all. This podcast, like Stone Cold Steve Austin says, this podcast is for the working man, you know, the working person out there. I don't want you out there just fucking up, man. I want you guys to do great, kick ass. This podcast is to get you up and ready to go for the week, you know. I want you guys to just focus on your goals. I want you guys to just grind as much as possible. That's why I keep it positive. I keep it positive all the time as much as I can, this podcast. Because it's to get your week going, man. Week going. Whether it's... I want to know, by the way, if you guys can tweet me or send me an email, whatever, on... when do you listen to this podcast? Because I want to know, like, an average... You know, I know, like... an average of listeners and things like that, but I don't know, like, where specifically you guys listen to me to, because I feel like there's so many different scenarios. Like, you guys can listen to me at the gym, listen to me at your car, you can listen to me with your friends, you're, like, sharing a little, little two headphones. Like, I'm imagining all types of different scenarios, like, two Asian kids, you're sharing headphones, listening, oh my god. Steve Dez is talking. Yeah, Steve Dez is talking. I just think it was ridiculous stuff to say. The most ridiculous stuff you will ever imagine. Yeah, always. Sipping a no-no, but no-no, no-no, sipping a no-no, but no-no. No, no. Okay, guys, get ready for my big finish. So, yeah, guys, this has been a pretty terrific podcast, I would say. Kiss, huggy. She wants the lovey-dovey, kiss. Kiss. So why don't you fantasize to get it with me? I think I got cut out. I was supposed to be on TV recently on the Arsenio Hall show. And I think I got cut out. I think. It's TV, man. It happens all the time. Or maybe they're, like, waiting still to release the footage. It's just my... it was one thing. I really hope they airs. Because I really would like to see the footage. And I would like to tell you, like, yo, I'm the Arsenio Hall show, dude. Because I shot this thing with them, but I'm not sure if it's going to air. We'll see. I'll keep you guys posted, okay? But anyways, guys, thank you. Thank you for listening to a brand new episode of the Steve Dez Island Podcast. Share with your friends, family, everybody, you know, you have. And, yeah, you're cool for that. Thank you. Thank you for the winning. Thank you. Thank you so much. I wish you all the success and happiness in the entire world for you, your loved ones, and everybody surrounding your circle of family and friends. I really hope 2014 is the year you expect and even better. Like, it just surpasses your dreams. I recommend you guys not to worry too much about what's next. Just focus on what's today. Because there's a lot of things you can do today, okay? Don't forget, Rome wasn't built in a day, Obama wasn't president in one day, and Steve Dez wasn't Steve Dez in just one day. But I can tell you something, I was fabulous the day I was born. What? That sounded gay as fuck. Yeah, but you guys can be, you know, the best you can be. The best fill in the blank you can be. I'm going to be the best Steve Dez I can fucking be. And I'll see you this week with a brand new Steve Dez Island podcast.
You've been listening to the Steve Dez Island podcast. Be sure to visit stevedez.com for more information about this episode, as well as past and future episodes. Rate and review this episode on iTunes. Don't forget to follow Steve Dez on Twitter at SteveDezTV and like him on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/SteveDezShow. See you next time.